We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Yud Amud Beis. Now we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Yud Amud Beis by the two dots. It said in the Mishnah that Ibur Chodesh V'Shloisha. We'll see what that means. Pasha means when you add on an extra day to the month, you need three Dayanim. And it says afterwards, Ibur Hashana V'Shloisha, the Ramei. And Shimon Megamil says that by Ibur Shana, you start with three, you go to five, and you go to seven. And the Gemara first will concentrate on what the Mishnah said, Ibra Chodesh V'Shloisha. What does that mean exactly? So it's before in the Gemara, there are three things when it comes to Ibur HaChodesh. There's the Ibur HaChodesh, there's Chishuv HaChodesh, and there's Kiddush HaChodesh. So Chishuv would mean that even if you have a reason to add an extra day to the month, when you add an extra day to the month, it's in a case where your two Yom Tovim will come up 2 days in a like a Shabbos and a Yom Tov in a row. So in those days, they didn't want to have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov following each other because they didn't have refrigerators, and therefore the vegetables could get spoiled. You can't cut fresh vegetables 2 days in a row, Shabbos and a Yom Tov. Or if someone dies, Chas v'Shalom, one of these days, you have to wait till after the Yom Tov or after the Shabbos to bury him. So therefore, if they saw in the calendar that the Yom Tov will fall out on a Sunday or on a Friday, they manipulated the Rish Chodesh and added a day to the Chodesh by not accepting Edim for that day. And so even if they did that, they couldn't do that 3 months in a row. You can't make an Ibur HaChodesh, an extra day in the month, which means usually a month is 29 days. To make the month 30 days, 3 months in a row, you cannot do that 3 months in a row. Why? Because it'll turn out that the Meilad of the Levana will be out of whack, because the Levana really is Mischadish every 29 and a half days, approximately. And so for 3 months in a row, you have 30-day months, so now the moon will be like 3 days away, and people will say it's a little Pella, it's Rish Chodesh, and there's no, the Rish Chodesh has happened, and the moon is out already. If the Rish Chodesh didn't happen yet, then the moon is out, because it'll be off by 3 days. So therefore, even when they make an Ibur HaChodesh, they have to do Chishuv. They have to figure out if it's going to be a problem with the Moilad of the Levana. So after that Akdama, let's see the Gemara. Ibur HaChodesh, Chishuv, Lakdana, don't say Chishuv, which would mean to figure out if you could be Ma'abra this month, or if you have a problem with the moon. It doesn't say Chishuv, they need three Dayanim. It says Kiddush, Kiddush, Lakdana, don't say Kiddush, which would mean that they accept Edim and say Mekudush, Mekudush. Don't say that either. Eli Ibur. It just says that Ibur, which means to add an extra day to the month, needs three. So Mara says, what do I need to make a like Chalois Ibur, which means I have to announce, by the way, today is another day of Tevis. What do you have to say that for? Automatically, if it does on the 30th day, it doesn't become Rosh Chodesh, we know that it's the 30th day of Tevis. So that's tomorrow's Kasha. Loy Lekacha, don't be Mekadesh. The Yom HaIbur, when Mele Labor, automatically it will come over. Why become over? Because if I don't make Rosh Chodesh today, so then today is still Tevis. If I don't make Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it's still Tevis. So what do I need? Ibur V'Shloisha, which sounds like I have to announce, today is the extra day of the month, I need a three Dayanim, what do you need it for? On my Abaya, you're right. Wasn't that four different Terutzim? First there, it's on my Abaya, you're right. Ibur doesn't need any Chalois. On my Abaya, Tani, Kiddush HaChodesh, which means that when the Beis Din is Mekadosh to Chodesh, you need three Dayanim. And which means the day that you're making Rosh Chodesh, you have to announce today is Rosh Chodesh with three Dayanim. You accept Edom and you say today is Rosh Chodesh. Taina Mehochi, Kiddush, and the first Bryce like that. Our Mishnah said Ibur, HaChodesh Shloisha, but we have Bryce that clearly it says Kiddush HaChodesh, Ve'Ibur HaShono, Kiddush HaChodesh, and adding an extra month to the year, B'Shloisha with three Dayanim, Devarei Meir. So the Bryce is clearly that our Mishnah meant to say Kiddush HaChodesh, that's a bias pshat. Freaked Rava. Omar Rava, Ibur Katani, the Mishnah says Ibur, not Kiddush. This is always Machlokes Abaya and Rava. Abaya doesn't take everything so literally, changes some things. But Rava says, what do you mean? It says Ibur. And Rashi got to adds on here that it's not Mastavra, you make a mistake. It, you know, when they pass on the Mishnahs, the mistakes happen. You miss a letter here, a letter there. But the whole different word, Kiddush and Ibur, that's not Mastavra, that the pin made a mistake. So the Kasha is that the Maisa, it says Ibur. So how can you say it means Kiddush? Abaya's pshat, the Mishnah is talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. It says Ibur HaChodesh, which means adding extra month. So Rava says the second there. It's Alam Rava, Kiddush B'Yoyim Ibur B'Shloisha. Ach Ibur, like a Kiddush. So Rava says, of course, talking about a Kiddush, but the word Ibra has to be stay in the Mishnah. So it means like this. If I'm making Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day of the month, or 30th day of Teves, I'm making that Shvat, which means the Yom that could have been Teves also, sometimes it's Teves, but we're making it Shvat, so then you have to make Kaddish, the Chodesh, in front of a Bezdin, and make an announcement about Kiddush Chodesh. Masha'enkein, if the 30th day land up being Teves, so we know the next day is Shvat, because a month is never 31 days. So then you don't have to get Kiddush HaChodesh, because we know next day will be Rosh Chodesh. So Rava says, Kiddush B'yom Ibor B'shloisha. Achi Ibor, if the Rosh Chodesh is happening on the 31st day, leko Kiddush. There is no Kiddush. Umani, and who is this like? Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok, Yitran, Eliezer ben Tzadok, Eimer. If you didn't see the Chodesh Bizmanoi, which means on the 30th day, then you don't have to do Kiddush. They're ready to Makadosh from Shemaim. What exactly does that mean? So even Pshatim and Rishonim, how they learn Rashi, it means they're ready, Mishmaim already, they were Makadosh because today wasn't Rosh Chodesh, so the next day automatically Rosh Chodesh is ready from the night. So you don't have to Makadosh in the morning, it's already automatically Rosh Chodesh. So it was ready Makadosh from the night before, so therefore you don't have to Makadosh it. So that's the Shita of Eliezer ben Tzadok in the Mishnah, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and that's the Shita of Rava, the Pshat in our Mishnah. That when it says Ibur B'Shloisha, it means Kiddush B'Yoyim Ibur. If you Makadosh on the 30th day, you need three, but if the next day is Rosh Chodesh, you don't need Kiddush at all. And therefore, you don't need three. Rav Nachman Omar, a third Pshat. And it's the opposite of Rava. Rav Nachman Omar, the opposite. Kiddush Ach Ibur, if you're making Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, you're making Rosh Chodesh, so then Ibur Ach Ibur B'Shloisha, then you need 3 days on. You have to make Kiddush. But Yoim Ibur like a Kiddush. On the day that's usually Rosh Chodesh, after 29 days of the last month, on the 30th day of Tevis, you're making it Shvat, you don't even need Kiddush. Umani Flamai, it's the Shita of Flamai, the Tanah Tanah, the Braisa, Flamai Imer, Bizmanoi Eim Mekachimoisoi. Bizmanoi, if you're making Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day of the last month, ain't mekachemayis. You don't have to do a kiddush. Shloi bizmanoi mekachemayis. But shloi bizmanoi, you have to mekachemayis. What's the reason? Because it needs chizuk. When a Rosh Chodesh is shloi bizmanoi, so people think it's a pal a little bit. It's a 31st day of Rosh Chodesh. Then we have to announce it for everyone. But the normal thing is that in people's minds at least is that Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day, and therefore you don't have to make a whole kiddush for that. And what the Mishnah means when it says Ibur B'Shloisha means if it was Rosh Chodesh Achar Ibur, so then you need three. The fourth pshat is Rav Ashi's pshat. Rav Ashi Amar Lo'olam Chishuv Ktani. A new pshat. It means that you have to be mechashevit with three. What does Chishuv mean? Again, we said to make sure it's not too many 30-day months in a row, because if you have too many of those, then the Meilud of the Levana will be out of whack. So you need do a Chishuv. That you need three. Item is just Ibur. So my Ibur, Chishuv the Ibur. It means when you Mechashuv, had to add on a day to the month, you need three Dayanim. So why does it say a Lashon of Ibur? Let's just say Chishuv. But I think about the Misni Ibur Shana, since it has to say Ibur Shana, Tananami Ibur Chodesh. It says also a Lashon of Ibur Chodesh. Now there, by Shana, there it has to say Ibur, because Ibur definitely needs a Mira, that you're making the extra month, because if not, it'll end up being Nisan. Because we know that when you add on a month to the year, it's always an Adar. So basically, Rashi Bavarnin, just like we're saying, when you add an extra day to the month, you don't have to say it's Ibur, it's automatic. If it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's Ibur. So why don't we say the same thing by Nisan? That as long as you don't say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so it turns into Adar Sheni. So that Rashi says, no, it's not true. Because if you didn't make a Kiddush of the Ibur, you didn't say today's the Ibur, it's the new month, it's an Ibur, it's a new month, Adar Sheni, so then what would happen would be is that it would turn into Nisan automatically. Therefore, there it's Pashut, Ibur Shana means that you have to have the Ibur B'Shloisha. That's Pasha. Ibur didn't mean B'Shloisha. Mashenkin by Chodesh, we said that's obvious. If you don't make a Rosh Chodesh, it's obviously 30 days. So you have to say something different shot. That means Chishuv. I wanted to say Lashon Chishuv, not Ibur. Teretz is Agav, Ibur Shana, it says Chishuv. So look to Gemara. Chishuv Chodesh in. Kiddush Chodesh Loi. So it's Mashma that you don't need Kiddush Chodesh B'Shloisha at all. So who's that like? Mani. Rabbi Eliezer, it's like Rabbi Eliezer, the time was Omer, Bein Bizmanoi, Bein Shlo Bizmanoi. Eliezer says that you never make a whole Kiddush HaChodesh. Say if it landed up on the 30th day, and say if it landed up on the 31st day, Rosh Chodesh, you never make a Kiddush HaChodesh with 3 day Adam. Eim Mekach HaMoyz, the Shnam says in the Pasuk, that by Yovel it says, V'kedashtem Mishnasach HaMishim Shana, and the dearest, and the, there's a diaki, the hachamishim, or the word shana, and we darshim from that shonim at makadosh viat makadosh chadosh. You only makadosh shonim, but not chadoshim. You don't have to makadosh it at all. So therefore, it's chayish. You don't have to makadosh it at all. So finally, we have four pshatim here, which means like this. And the Mishnah said ibur achayish v'shloisha. When you add an extra day to a month, it's 3 day on them. What does that mean? You don't have to make a chalois. It's like if announcing this month of 30 days. You don't have to do that. Automatically, it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's 30 days. So what does it mean, Ibur Chodesh Shloisha? So four pshat in Gemara. Either it means Kiddush HaChodesh, and according to Abaya, both the first day Rosh Chodesh, both if Rosh Chodesh lands up on 30 days or on 31st day, either way you make Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Mishnah says Kiddush, doesn't have nothing to do with Ibur, it's a mistake, it's supposed to say Kiddush. Or like Rava's pshat, it means Kiddush on the B'yoyim Ibur, you need three, because if Meir Shchaydish on the first day, on 30th day, you have to make an announcement. Mashiach, on the 31st day, it's automatic, you don't have to do an announcement. So it means, Kiddush Malkam Iber, that's Rava's Pshat. The next Pshat, Rav Nachum's Pshat, is the opposite, that it means Kiddush Ach Iber, you only have to make Kaddish if it lands on the 31st day, because that needs Chizuk. And then you have the final Pshat is, Kiddush means Chishuv of the Iber. Iber, when it says, Ibur Chayim Shloisha means the Chishuv, figuring it out, that shouldn't be out of whack, that's Dama Shloisha. I want to say Ibur, Agav, the Ibur Hashana. And this man name holds, you never do Kiddush. You never do a Kiddush of Chayim. So look at the Gemara of Aitah. It says, when it comes to Ibur Hashana, he says, you start with three, then you go to five, then you go to seven. So what exactly is going on? So the Gemara doesn't explain this. And it actually says in the Mishnah also, that if you did it for three, it's more barish. I read Lashon inside one more time. It says, Rabbi Shimon Gamil Omer, Bishloisha Maschilim, Uvechamisha Noisim Venoisim, that you handle, Vegoibrim Beshiva, Vemgomru Vegimu Mubaras, that works. So Zokta Gemara Tanya, Utan Abraisa, Ketza, how does this go about? How do you go about being Ma'abir Eshana? Adding on a month to the year. Omar, Rabbi Shimon Gamil, you start with three, you hash it out with five, and then you finish it off with seven. Like this. You have three dayanim together. One says, you know, we should sit and figure out if we're going to need another month this year. And we'll see in the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph exactly when you're Ma'abra Hashana or not. But here he said, the three dayanim are sitting together. He said, you know, I think we should sit and discuss if we're adding on a month. So if one says to sit and the other two say there's no chance we need Ibur, the law is Batul Yachab B'miuta, you don't even start it. Shnayim Amar Malaysia, if two say to let's talk about it, then Masif Malayim Oid Shnayim, you add another two, then you start discussing it. Once you decide that there's a point of discussing it, you bring another two that you got them all together five to discuss it. Now, when they discuss it, so Shneimer and Tzricha, if two say we need an extra month, and three say they don't need an extra month, Batul Shneimer and Utam. So the Rav wins, the majority wins. But if Shneimer and Tzricha, so then the majority says you have to add in a month. So now, Masif Malayim Oid Shneim, She'ein HaMinyan Pachas Meshiva. And now, you need to finalize that Ibur HaShana, you add another two, because you need seven altogether. And we'll see exactly what's the makar of having three, five, and seven momentarily. But that's the way, that's the process according to Shimon Gamil. Now, remember, the Mishnah says, if you did it with three, it's Mubaris. What's Pshat in that halacha? So, it's really a Machaikus Hashanim, but the Ramah and the Rechana learn like this. If Ramah and Rechana say, if they started off, the three people sitting together, and all three unanimously decided that we need an extra month, they could do it themselves. You don't need the five and the seven. You only need the five and seven when it's a majority, but not everyone. But if it's a unanimous decision for the three, so then you would not have to add anything on to make the mu'baris. And that's what the Mishnah means. If you look at the Ben Echanano, I don't know if you have it on your Gemara, the last Ben Echanano, it says, V'embrua v'shloishim mu'baris, kolaymar, imeskimu mitchilas yeshivasam. From the beginning of sitting, they all agree, shishnas zu tzricha ibur, that this year needs ibur, v'embrua mu'baris, it works. That's what it means, it works with the Eved. But the Rabbeinu Yonah argues, and he holds that you always need seven, and just means it's not ma'akev. You could use three, but that's found in the Mishnah. So focus on Ma and Rabbeinu Yonah. Zogtim Varavayda. Now, who is these? Well, we say it's three, five, and seven. What is that connected? Sahani Shloisha Chamisha Shiva connected me. Where do you get those numbers from? So, Pligibar of Yitzchok ben Achmeni v'chadi imei, Rav Yitzchok ben Achmeni argues and someone with Tam Kachum that's with him, Umanu, who is that Rav Shimon ben Pazi, and others have the gear said the other way who the Iker was, V'amrila, Rav Shimon ben Pazi v'chadi imei. Rav Shimon ben Pazi and someone was with him, one of Yitzchok ben Achmeni. It's both really the same thing, the same achlekes, the achlekes between Yitzchok ben Achmeni and Rav Shimon ben Pazi. The shaila is who's like the Iker. So what's the machlokes? Chad amar that the 3, 5, and 7 is connected to Birkas Kahanim, which means the Birkas Kahanim, the first pasuk is Yivarecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha, which is 3. The second pasuk Yar Hashem Panav Eilecha v'Yichunecha is 5, and the third pasuk Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha v'Yosem Lecha Shalom is 7. So 3, 5, and 7, you start with 3 to if you're going to do it, 5 you discuss, 7 you give nigmar. It's connected to pesukim of Birkas Kahanim. The Chad amar it's connected. The different ministers in a malchus, because the Rashi explains that when you decide to add on a month, it's like tachsisei malchus. It's like what the king does. It's something that a king gets involved in, and this is min hashamayim. But it's similar to anything that you want a tuaif in up there. You tuaif here also with like a malchus, and therefore we can compare it to a kingdom. V'chad amar shloisha k'neged shemri asaf. K'neged the 3 shemri asaf who watch the door. It's a pasuk in. Yes, in Sitkio, in this pasuk is in Melachim regarding the Vizradron that was taking away Tzidkiyo's kingdom, and it says in the pasuk the Shemri Asaf, the 3 Shemri Asaf, and it says the Chamisha Meroya Hamelach, Roya Pnei Hamelach, and Shiva Roya Pnei Hamelach is referring to, according to Rashi, Achashverosh. But Achashverosh had the Shivas Sorei Paras. Tosfos doesn't like that because why would you say a guy's kingdom? And therefore, he has a pasuk even by Tzidkiyo as well that says Shiva Nashim Roy Pnei Melech. I and Shaman Tosfos that has a pasuk Yirmiyah like that. But in any case, it's connected to different ministers in the kingdom: the 3 Shemir Asaf, the Chamish Roy Pnei Melech, and Shiva Roy Pnei Melech. Tony Rav Yosef, the same thing. Hadin Shloisha v'Chamish v'Shiva Shloisha connected Shemir Asaf, v'Chamisha is connected to Meroy Pnei Melech and Shiva Roy Pnei Melech. Only about Rav Yosef, Ada Idna, my time will be parish lomar. So Rabbi asks Rabbi Rav Yosef, why didn't you tell me Pshat? Now, Tony Rav Yosef says Pshat in the 3, 5, and 7. Why didn't you ever tell it to me? My time will be parish lomar, Hachi. Amlu, loy have a down in Trichu. They know you had a chair. Me be Yisum, and know you loy amlu. Did you ever ask me a shayla? I didn't answer you? You never asked me. But this is the Pshat in 3, 5, and 7. So the bottom line is, we have machlekes when it comes to Ibur Hashanah, how many dayarim they need. According to Tanakhama, 3. According to Shemuel, you have to start with 3, discuss it with 5, and end with 7.